VK2DIG VE5RJM. A very, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon. A belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year coming up. I hope you have a good one. Randy, I think. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that's who it is. Yeah, how would you be, mate? Over.
Oh, I'm doing not too bad. Yeah, we had a very good Christmas here and had the family over, had a full house and ate lots of food and visited and, oh, it was good. It was our normal Christmas that we usually have, so everything was good. And that sort of thing there. So, and yeah, you're right, it's Randy. You got that pegged. So hopefully you guys had a good Christmas there as well. Merry Christmas to you. VK2DIG V5RJM. Graham, go ahead.
Hey, Roger, Randy. How's our mate Tom? VA5, Tango Mike. I haven't checked in for quite a while, so, well, there's a number of times I normally do. But it's about 1:30 in the morning here, and I thought, well, everybody's asleep over here except me, as usual. So I thought, well, I'll go over there and have a bit of a chat. How's Tom? Is he back up on air proper yet? Over.
Well, you could probably talk to him yourself. I'm sure he's monitoring here. VA5 Tango Mike, V5RJM, are you there, Tom? You got Graham here, VK2DIG on the side. I'd like to have a little chat with you. Go ahead there, Tom.
Roger, Roger. Very good. Very good morning. Happy New Year to you from everyone on this side of the pond. VK2DIG, VA5 Tango Mike.
Oh, good, great to hear you, Tom. Yeah, great to hear you, Tom. I'll just reset. I was a bit quick on the mic. I wasn't too sure whether the reflector got me that way. Yeah, so you settled in now, Tom, and you had lots of food and visitors, did you, over Christmas? Over.
Mostly, I visited them, had a big Christmas dinner, and ate too much, of course. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger, Tom. Yeah, okay. Well, as long as you... I didn't eat too much, but I did have a nice dinner. I went over the hill to my friend at the farm there. And, he's got a lot of St. John's wort in the paddock at the moment, too. But anyway, when he gets a chance, he can burn it off or slash it. But it's a bit dangerous to slash it at the moment, with the fire season the way it is. But it's great to talk to you and Randy and anybody else listening. We had pork with me and no teeth, but it was very, very tender, and it was easy for me to chew it up. And I even had four veggies. I don't often eat vegetables. yeah, rely on vitamin pills. But it went real well. my mate Ben is in recovery mode, but his wife Jeanette did a good job, and I took some Christmas pudding and custard over, and they enjoyed that, and they probably still enjoy it because I didn't eat too much of it. I enjoy it, but it tends to make me want to go all the time. But apart from that, yeah, I'm doing fine. And my little generator motor yesterday to me anyway. Yeah, I've got it ticking over perfectly now. It's doing what it's supposed to do, so I'm going to reassemble the electrics. We'll start doing the electrics today sometime, when the day comes. And I was trying to tell my mate, hey, I've got your generator motor running properly now, yeah. And, buddy, he's up in the gong, as we call it. That's Wollongong, yeah, up near Sydney. Yeah, we'll get on. I might have it done before New Year, with a bit of luck. And start on another project. But anyway, and get that one off my workbench. Over to you, Randy. You got any little projects you're doing? VA, I can't remember now, RTM. Over to you, Randy.
It's Victor Echo. Victor Echo, 5 Romeo Juliet, Mike. Graham, no problem there. So, no, today I'm not doing anything except maybe watching a little bit of the TV there with the wife and having a nice, relaxing day. Tomorrow, although, I'll get back to my to-do list and carry on with a bunch of little projects I've got. You brought up, you said you guys had a game of Romoli. My goodness, we used to play that all the time, that Romoli game. Must have been 20, 25 years ago already that we quit doing it, but did it when my kids were still small and before that even. So it was kind of the thing we did at Christmas time and at our holidays that we have, Easter and so forth. We'd get together and have a game of Romoli, but our family's got quite a bit bigger now and so forth. My kids all grew up and they've got their families and so forth, so we don't play it anymore, but it's was a game that we played lots. We played it with pennies back then. I don't know, is the stake still pennies, or is it something a little bit higher wages there? Hi, back to you there, Graham. VK2 DIG V5 RJM in the group.
VO5 RGM VK2DIG. We have our Wireless Institute of Australia. We had their weekly news broadcast yesterday to me. It's still Sunday for you. In it there was a little report about global cooling, not warming, cooling propagation amongst them, especially. Apparently about 100K up. the atmosphere is getting colder. This is mucking up the HF propagation, especially. But it's all coming out of here. And, of course, at that height, it's all in the... All those satellites there that Elon's got up and space junk and everything else circulating around. All sorts of weird things are happening up there at the moment there. I don't know if you've entered the space weather, but it was an interesting report. Yeah, so they're getting colder and we're getting hotter, supposedly. But lately, if I went outside at the moment, it'd probably be only about 5, maybe 10, maybe 8 degrees centigrade. What's that, about 40 degrees or something. You probably, you're getting into the middle of your winter. You would have had your shortest day there of daylight recently. Because we had the summer solstice, and you would be having the winter solstice. But anyway, something interesting there. Over to you there, Tom, Tango Mike, VK, 2DIG in the group.
VK2DIG in the group, VA5, Tango Mike. Yeah, and another person we haven't heard for quite a while, VK2 Delta India Echo, I think, DIE, Peter. Haven't heard him for a long time. Maybe you know what's happened to him on your next over. I'm just playing her nice and quiet. I put off my trip. I was going to make a trip up north to visit my mom on the farm. The weather has been obstinate. Weather we've had freezing rain, wet snow, snow flurries, fog. We've had severe fog down here, and I just don't want to venture out on for a long trip of 400 and some kilometers. It's just I don't want to take the chance. We'll go up to Randy and then over to Graham again. VE5 RJM, VA5 Tango Mike.
Well, Tom, I think you made a good choice there. Even though we had blowing snow here too, I think when you were planning on coming down and basically, visibility was next to zero, if not zero, because you pretty much had to be on the vehicle in front of you there on their bumper to actually see their taillights. So if they slowed down and you kept on going the same speed, you would have run right into them. I had the joys of driving in that from Yorkton to Kenora, and I tell you, well, actually, I went and I stopped in Gorlitz there at Larry and Grace's, and then